I'm all looking forward to a bright tomorrow. Others make the best of what they've got today, but all I want to see is the man who died for me, and I'll know him as my king when I get home. Every moment of every day, every step along the way, takes me nearer to the time when I shall see the Lord. When I look into his face, and I'll see amazing grace, and all that I can say will be, I love you. It's not as though we'll always find it easy. It's not as though we'll never feel like giving it up. But this one thing I know, where he leads me, I will go on that straight and narrow road that takes me home. Every moment of every day, every step along the way, takes me nearer to the time when I shall see the Lord. When I look into his face, and I'll see amazing grace, and all that I can say will be, I love you.
Have you perceived Christ's victory over death?
Christ truly died and was buried in a grave, hewn out of solid rock. His enemies placed a huge stone at the door of the grave and sealed it with the seal of the greatest nation of the time, so that his disciples would not be able to steal the body at night. They also set up armored guards before the door of the grave.
But after 3 days, Christ arose from the dead and came out of the grave. His disciples afterwards found the grave empty. They were astonished and fearful, trembling when they met the living Christ, thinking that he was a ghost. But he talked to them with kind words and showed them the scars from the nails in his hands and feet. He ate in front of them and allowed them to touch him, so that they could become convinced that he truly rose and that he had a real body.
What do you think about Christ's ascending to God?
Did you know that Christ rose to heaven to sit at the right hand of God? He is the closest companion of God. No one is his equal. As he descended from heaven and took on a human body, in like manner he went back to heaven after defeating sin, perdition, and the devil through his death.
He is the faithful and mighty mediator for all who approach God in his name. All who believe in his mediation experience the filling of their heart by the Holy Spirit. They become renewed in their minds and are bestowed with divine life, which is manifested in a pure conduct. If you want to experience the existence of the living Christ and his redemptive work, open up your heart freely to the power of his Spirit, and you will see him by faith and will, and your life will enter upon a course in harmony with his plan and will.
All who refuse Christ refuse God himself, who offered Jesus as an atonement for the world. God fulfilled the prophecy which he revealed to the prophet David, addressing Christ who ascended to him, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." All who refuse God's love that was proclaimed in Christ condemn themselves. For everyone who refuses God's grace deserves and is required by his refusal to remain under God's wrath, since he deliberately has refused God's only way of salvation.
Until the resurrection of Christ, death was the greatest enemy of mankind. But Jesus defeated death and reappeared alive. He will never die in eternity. Everyone who clings to him will partake of the power of his life that overcomes evil. Did you perceive the blessing in Christ's resurrection, and have you accepted it? Accept it now.
What do you know of Christ's return to earth?
Christ is love in itself. He loves all people, especially those who live in the spirit of his love. In that, they become loving and forgiving as God forgave them in Christ. He longs for us and wants us to be with him at all times. Jesus openly prophesied of his second coming in the same manner as he foretold his death and resurrection. Every wise person makes himself ready to meet him, knowing that Christ will come with great glory. He will separate those who have accepted his redemption from those people who are hard-hearted, who are proud, and do not confess that they are sinners in need of Christ's forgiveness.
Dear brother, hasten to accept Christ, that you may not fall into the final judgment, for he is the only one able to deliver you from the coming wrath.
All faithful believers anticipate Christ's coming with continuous desire. Even the Jews and Muslims know that he is coming soon. Some people believe that Christ will reign the world for 40 years. Some estimate his reign to be 100 years. Others are sure it is 1,000. But the Bible assures us that Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and that he has no end. His kingdom is forever. He said, "I am a king. For this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me."
What have you understood from Christ's names and his titles?
Some prophets have special titles. Abraham is the friend of God, Moses the spokesman of God, and Christ the Word of God, and a spirit from him. But in the Gospel, we read the direct revelation, when a voice from heaven came saying,
"This is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
What does the expression "Son of God" mean? A child is usually of the same image as his father. In the same way, we see in Christ the attributes of God, as Jesus said to his disciples,
"Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father."
Maybe you say, "God forbid, he is only a prophet." But we ask you, why did you not follow his commandments? You are already judged if you have not truly repented and become changed in your thoughts and deeds.
It is a great mystery that Jesus appeared as a slave of God to free the slaves in sin. He came into the world as a humble human being to show us what true humanity is. So it is not might and glories that save us, but Christ's love alone. Anyone who carries a sword appears strong, but he who overcomes himself is stronger. Greatest of all is he who lays down his life as a ransom for many. For this reason, the Apostle John confessed, saying, "The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth."
Christ was incarnate in the form of a human being, so that we might understand that God is the Father who is kind, loving, and forgiving, and is not a conqueror, destroyer, and an indifferent person. Thus, Christ gave us a new understanding of God, and Jesus did not only teach us the divine attributes, but he lived out God's love before us, that we might understand the motto of the New Age, eternal love.
What is your reaction towards Christ's offer to you?
The Son of God says to you with his gentle voice,
"Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
When Jesus called his disciples with words like these, they got up, left their homes, fathers, and jobs, and followed Christ, trusting in his call. As they followed him, they understood him, believed in him, and surrendered their lives to him, until they finally were filled with the power of his Holy Spirit. Christ is alive today and awaits the same reaction from you, because he calls you personally to leave everything and follow him. Then you will get to know him more and more, and you will commit yourself to his mercy. He, in turn, will anoint you with his pure spirit to become changed in your words and deeds. Then you will be a truthful, useful, humble, and loving person, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will keep your heart and mind pure until the coming of Christ, which is close at hand.
You say he's gone, this God of ours who died to give us freedom. Hearts filled with hate, they crucified the Son because they could not take his light. And as the sun dies in the evening, yet we'll rise again at dawn. So he took our darkness with him, and then arose, so we sing this Easter song. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's risen. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's Lord. One morning we came and we found that that stone had rolled away, an empty tomb, and the dawn of a really beautiful day. And deep inside was a shining light, a light that shines on still. Don't let them deceive you when they say that they stole his body away. He's really here. In fact, we have talked to him today. He's not restricted to human form. His spirit's living on. You say he's gone, this God of ours who died to give us freedom. Hearts filled with hate, they crucified the Son because they could not take his light. And as the sun dies in the evening, yet we'll rise again at dawn. So we took our darkness with him, and then arose, so we sing this Easter song. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's risen. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's Lord.
Dear listener, if you would like to know more about faith in Christ and the Christian life, or if you have any questions related to religion and salvation, please write openly to the following address. The Good Way, Post Office Box 66, CH 8486, Recon, Switzerland.